Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, it's great to have you on this Football Friday. Kind of a weird, wacky Friday. There was some frost overnight. You may have had to protect your plants. I drove here to work. It was 39 degrees. I made the executive decision today. I've been wearing sandals every day. Because putting socks on, ugh, what a chore. But I did go socks and shoes today. So now you know a little bit more about me. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Again, we are looking at our picks in week 6. More of those coming up. We'll play trivia in just a couple minutes as well. Packers and Buccaneers, it's the big game. It's a nationally televised game. Everywhere around the country will have this game. It's not in prime time, so to speak, but it's 3:25 our time, and the whole country will have access to it via Fox. Packers and Buccaneers, a Brady Rodgers matchup, which we've wanted for a long time. We thought maybe in the Super Bowl we're getting it now instead in a Packers-Buccaneers matchup, which used to be a division rivalry, but since they realigned in 2002, these teams have only played about 6 times, the last being 3 years ago. Packers with the walk-off win in overtime. Aaron Jones only carried that game, but both teams looking quite different since then. New head coaches, new quarterback in Tampa Bay, and that's what we'll start with Carmen Vitale, who covers the team for the Buccaneers. She joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carmen, thanks for a couple of minutes. They looked very good, I think, for 3 weeks. And then there was that stinker against Chicago, the mess at the end with Brady. I watched that game in full. I think a lot of Packer fans did. Is that the Buccaneers? Is that what they look like? Or is that maybe one of their worst versions of them from that Thursday night game?
I mean, I have to think with the short week, with all of the injuries, I mean, these coaches didn't have their game plan because they didn't, frankly, know who was going to be available to them up until game time. So I have to think that that was more of the outlier, and you kind of saw incrementally how the Bucs were starting, especially the offense was starting to click a little bit more in the weeks prior, you know, putting together 3 straight wins like that. So I have to think that there were just a multitude of factors that led that to be an outlier. And like Bruce Arians said right after that game, though, this week against the Packers, we're going to find out what kind of team we have.
How comfortable do you feel that Tom Brady is with the offense? Because we were talking about what the offense looks like right now, and I think we're seeing a lot of vanilla stuff because obviously there's no training camp, there was no preseason, so he really didn't have time except for those offseason workouts that he got caught doing, really to learn the offense or you know, get on the same page as his receivers. What do you see in these first couple weeks? How comfortable do you think he is right now with the playbook?
Yeah, with the playbook and with, you know, the objectives of this offense, I think that he is totally comfortable. I think, again, we've just had a lot of injuries throughout the beginning of this season, and we haven't really had all of the skill players kind of been, like, available all at the same time. And with the 10 days, I know the Packers are coming off a bye, but, you know, the Bucs are coming off kind of a mini bye here, where they were able to get a little bit more healthy, and so far so good in practice, where you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin both available. You have all the running backs available. I mean, they were running on like two running backs, if that, in Chicago. So I think it's just been a matter of Brady has just had this constant wheel of players around him kind of interchanging because of injury. And so now I think you're going to get to see a little bit more of what this offense is capable of now that most of these guys are healthy.
The defense, as we talked to Carmen Vitale covering the Buccaneers, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan. This is going to be the toughest defense that the Packers have faced, but there are some injuries that they suffered in that last game. How big of a loss, Vita Vea and these other guys that have gotten banged up, how big of a loss is that for their defense?
I mean, I don't think I can stress enough. Like, I had a pit in my stomach after the game just because not only, you know, the way that the Buccaneers lost, but because they lost Vita, he is a cornerstone of this defense. And I don't think that there's any denying that up front, especially, you know, the Bucs have the number one rushing defense in the league right now and have had that since last year. And he's a huge reason why, pun intended, I guess. But I do think that the way that this system is built and the way that Todd Bowles kind of, he works his players in to fit their strengths and he works them into his system. He doesn't force his system on them. So I do think that things are going to look a little different. I think the objectives will be the same, but we've got Raheem Nunez-Rochez kind of stepping up for Vita. And I do think that, you know, there will be some concessions made to account for the fact that Vita is not up there on that line, stopping the run like he's so good at. But I don't see the Bucs kind of taking a dramatic step backward either, just because of the way that these guys can kind of, how flexible they are, essentially.
The Packers have put up a ton of points. And I think if they're going to win this game, I think 30 is maybe a benchmark of what they need to hit. Buccaneers defense is good, but they've given up 30 a couple of times. If the Packers get 30 points in this game, what will have happened? What will have happened on the defense, why the Packers were able to do that?
You know, I really think that obviously Rodgers is one of the best at kind of getting the ball out super quickly. He's got a really great offensive line around him. And this defense for us is it relies heavily on blitzes, on pressure, on all that kind of stuff. And if you cannot affect Aaron Rodgers with that, that kind of throws things off. So I don't know how much, you know, the Bucs are really going to be able to apply that pressure to Rodgers. You're going to hope for a lot of hurried throws. You're going to hope to kind of get him a little bit more uncomfortable. I don't know that you're going to, I mean, the man's only been sacked three times this year, so yeah. I don't know if you're going to see, you know, some of these sack numbers that this defense has been putting up, but it's going to put a lot of stress on the secondary and even some of those middle linebackers trying to contain those running backs. So that is going to be the key for, I think, the Bucs defense, and that's kind of a little bit different than how they've been playing. So I don't know. But then again, I do think that the Buccaneers offense is definitely going to have to step up in this and maybe also score 30, and we might have a shootout in our hands. Who knows?
And when you look at the offense, you know, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, both limited in yesterday's practice. I know a little bit beat up. If those guys aren't 110% out there, who do you expect to kind of step up on Sunday? You know, Rob Gronkowski is dealing with a shoulder injury, and he's a little bit older now, and he's not, you know, Gronk from 2016, but he could still produce. Leonard Fournette's got the ankle injury, so a little bit beat up right now. Who do you expect to maybe be able to step up and make a difference, somebody that we don't know about?
Well, I think we saw in the Chicago game that Tom Brady has gotten some trust or gained some trust in the rookie Tyler Johnson, who's out of Minnesota, and he was banged up in preseason, in training camp, and he didn't really have the development to start the season, but now he's kind of coming on a little bit stronger, and the Bucs really had to lean on guys like him against Chicago with all the injuries. So caught a touchdown from Brady. He talked about how he feels that Brady's a little bit more comfortable with him now, so he's one of those guys where he could step up. You've got Scotty Miller, who's also been banged up, but he seems to, you know, be on the road to health as well. The best thing, though, I think about Chris and Mike is that these guys play through a lot. Mike has been battling an ankle injury since he suffered it in the Chargers. He finished that game with over 100 yards. So he caught a touchdown in Chicago. So he's going to go. He already said it this week. He's like, I'm sore, but it's nothing that's going to keep me from this game. And we've seen him be able to do a lot of amazing things when he's hurt.
The exact question I'm going to ask you is, at tight end, who is the difference maker now that O.J. Howard's out? The real question I'm asking you is, I need a tight end this week in fantasy, and I kind of want to start Cameron Brate.
Well, you might have to, just because Cameron Brate is that, I mean, it's for fantasy purposes, he's that pass-catching tight end. And I've said this week in general, and I've actually said it in the last 2 weeks since O.J. has gone down. O.J. was one of the better tight end blockers. And so I feel you're going to need to lean on Gronk even more to in that blocking, at least until – so Anthony O'Clair, who's our blocking tight end, he's been out as well. And he – I don't know his status currently. We don't know his status currently. So until he gets back, I mean, blocking duties kind of fall on Gronk. So I don't know how much he's going to be able to be utilized in the passing game when he's trying to stay in to protect. So I would go with Cam. Listen, he's a great red zone threat, too. He's super productive, even if he doesn't get a bunch of yards. We've seen that throughout his career. So sorry to be the person to say that, but I really do think we'll see some stuff from Cam.
I'm gonna go for it. I'm going to do it. I need one. I'm going to do it this week. Carmen, appreciate your time. Carmen V on Twitter. Enjoy the game. There's going to be fans there this weekend. Going to be different for the Packers. They haven't played in front of fans, so a different experience for them, but enjoy it, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Appreciate you guys. Stay in touch for sure.
Carmen Vitale joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan is you feeling anxious, breathe, and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. I want to remind you about Window Select.
Please do.
So they've got some incredible deals right now, right? They've got the buy one, get one on the windows. You buy a window, you get a free window. That's two windows, you paid for one. Shall I do more math? You're teaching your kid math, are you not? Are you not homeschooling your kid right now? Maybe use Window Select as an exercise.
Yeah, I haven't told that story yet, have I?
No, if you say, son, if I have 40 windows and I have a buy one, get one deal, how many of those windows did I get for free?
20.
Yes, Ryan.
Nice.
It's the buy one, get one deal at Window Select. Also, when you do get it installed, here's another question for you. You don't have to pay for a full year, which is how many days?
364.
No.
365.
Yes.
Nah, I was being a smartass. I knew that. Did I?
Did you?
No.
Are you accounting for one of the days on a bender where you just don't make it to Saturday and you just go to bed Friday, you wake up, it's Sunday?
Well, I don't celebrate my birthday, so it's actually technically a 364-day calendar because I don't want to get any older. Once I hit 21, I was done with birthdays. I'm still 21.
Oh, so you're like everybody's mom.
My mom taught me that, actually. Yeah, she said, Ryan, once you hit 21, you don't have any more birthdays. Actually, my mom goes 30.
Yeah.
30 was
it's
a good age.
It's my 30th birthday.
Yeah, she likes 30. I don't
mom,
like 30.
Mom, you're 60.
30s where it actually
you're
all
old.
Went downhill for me. 28 was a great year. 29, yeah. 29 to whatever I am now, not so great. First 28 years, tremendous.
Well, you can make the next 364 or 5 days better.
With new windows.
By having new windows, siding and doors, not having to pay for that until a year from installation. They've got a double lifetime warranty as well. So not only are the deals great, the product's great. They take a tremendous amount of pride. They back it all. It's high quality stuff. Energy efficient too, which is going to lower the cost of heating bills because it keeps the air that you want in the house. That warm air is going to keep it inside. So check these guys out. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. That is available at windowselect.com. Again, windowselect.com. That's what I was going for. Some NFL films, music. As we continue our picks, we'll get to Packers and Tampa Bay coming up. You guys can continue to share your predictions. 1250 AM The Fan, 414-799-1250. We started some picks before the 9 o'clock hour. You can rewind to catch those on the radio.com app, the podcast as well. And then also, we'll continue with the rest of our selections. Mm-hmm. Next game I want to look at is the Patriots and the Broncos. This will be a noon game. It was supposed to be on Monday. I was expecting a big day out of Melvin Gordon fantasy-wise. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to play. Some off-the-field issues. What's the line on this one? This game is in New England.
It's in New England, and the line on this game would be the Patriots are now 9.5-point favorites. So jumped up to 10, went back down to 9.5. The Patriots at home need to win by 10 to cover the spread against Denver. You got any fun facts for this one for us?
I would like to hear yours first.
Okay. Well, I already placed the bet on this game. Go figure. This is another one that I did place a bet on, but I actually may go the opposite way if this number gets up a little bit higher. I took New England, and you think, well, New England does nothing but cover the spread. That's actually false. They're 3-7-1 against the spread in their last 11 games overall. Meanwhile, Denver, who's not very good, they're 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 games as a road underdog. They're 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 road games. They're a good road team. They're 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 in October, and they're 5-0 against the spread in their last 5 games on field turf. This game will be on field turf. I did take the Patriots, but I think the smart money will be on the Broncos to cover this big spread.
Yeah, 9.5's a lot.
I just, you know, Cam Newton's back.
Drew Lock might play.
Yeah. I
would take Denver to cover.
I already took the Patriots. I'm just going to stick with my original pick. I feel like all those facts, all those stats, all those numbers, I'm telling you guys what to take. I hate betting against Bill Belichick. Cam Newton's back. I think Stephon Gilmore may be back. I don't know if he's tested negative yet. I should probably look at that information. If this keeps jumping up, I may buy the Broncos, like plus 13. Or what I may do is use the Broncos in a teaser because I could get them plus 17 if this jumps back up to 10 in a 7-point teaser.
All right, I got a fun fact for you. Which Wisconsin city was beer cheese invented in? Trick question. It was invented in Winchester, Kentucky, home of Rex Burkhead.
Really?
Patriots running back.
Did not know that.
Yeah, well, that's why I do fun facts.
You're the man.
You know what? I kind of feel like New England is going to win. I'm going to change. And I see them. A noon game, Foxborough, Cam's back.
Well, it's a big spread. If you want to just take the money line, they're only minus 420. You know, win 100 bucks. All you got to do is risk 420 bucks.
I will pass.
You're going to take the points.
I'll just play my dollar DraftKings.
Smart man you are.
The Giants, 0-5. They host Washington football team, 1-4. Again, another matchup where there's just one win between the two teams.
Another bet I've already made.
Who is starting for Washington at quarterback?
I believe they're going to go back to Kyle Allen as of right now, not Alex Smith. Dwayne Haskins just got back into the facility today. He was dealing with an illness after being benched, non-COVID illness. I think they're going to go with Kyle Allen in this ball game, though.
What's the line?
The football team, 3.5-point underdogs. The Giants are favored in this game. And I already, again, doing something crazy this week. I'm going against my numbers. Football team, terrible. In their last 21 games following a straight-up loss, 5-16 against the spread. Football team, 3-10-2 against the spread in their last 15 games in week 6. Football team, 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 games following an against the spread loss. Meanwhile, the New York Football Giants are 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 games against the NFC. They're 5-0 against the spread against teams with losing records. And they're 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games following a straight-up loss. They're coming off a loss. They're 0-5. I don't think the Giants should be favored over any team, even if it is football team. And I just like the name football team. I'm going with Washington on the road to cover that spread.
No, I gotta think the Giants are gonna get the
dub.
Yeah.
Minus 150 on the money line if you don't want
to. They got to at some point, right?
Yeah. Hey, well, you know what? And a lot of money just came in on Washington, actually, as we're doing this segment. That line is now 2.5. So, Giants win with a field goal and cover.
All right, I like the Giants. Fun fact for you, the Giants entered the NFL in 1925 along with four other teams. They are the only one of those teams to still be in the NFL. The Pottsville Maroons.
Loved them.
The Detroit Panthers.
Wimps.
The Canton Bulldogs.
Underrated.
And the Providence Steamroller.
Scrappy.
Coached by your boy Archie Golombeski.
One of the best. Oh, very underrated. I got him right up there with Belichick. Right up there, you know, in his first couple years, kind of caught the league by surprise. Kind of like a young Sean McVay.
You know, it was named the Lombardi Trophy. It beat out Archie Golombeski. It was going to be the
Golombeski
Cup.
I'm glad they went with Lombardi. A little rolls off the tongue a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they went with Lombardi. I will take the Giants in this one to win and cover. The Ravens are 4-1. The Eagles are 1-3-1. This game is in Philly. It's a short travel between the two teams. And again, what is home field advantage in a lot of these cities right now? I don't believe fans are in Philadelphia yet. The Ravens have to be where a lot of people are putting their money.
Oh, they are. It opened up 7 points. It's now at 8 points. Baltimore favored by 8 in this ball game. I already placed a wager on this one. I bet way too many games this week, something I usually don't do. I usually find a couple that I like. I bet pretty much as I look at this, every game on the board. I went with the Baltimore Ravens. Usually I take Philadelphia to cover these spreads. Baltimore is just unstoppable. They're going to want to run the football. I doubt that they're even going to throw the ball a lot. They've struggled defensively a little bit this season. They've given up 29 points per game. They've struggled against the run at home. They're giving up almost 120 yards on the ground at home. But they're 12-3-1 against the spread in their last 16 games. Just overall, 12-3-1. All they do is cover. They're 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 games against the Eagles. Meanwhile, the Eagles are 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games following a straight-up loss. 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 games. I hammered Baltimore. I got it at 7. If you could buy it, do the same. All it'll take is a touchdown for them to cover. I think Baltimore rolls, though.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take Baltimore. My fun fact in this one is that Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is actually bad.
No, he's not. He just doesn't get any protection, and he's throwing to a quarterback as his number one receiver. They gave all that money to Alshon Jeffrey.
The Browns head to Pittsburgh. How about this one? Browns are 4-1. Steelers are 4-0.
I'm so excited for this game.
Should be a good one. It's another noon game.
Nooner.
Most games are at noon this week. Packers are a 3 o'clock game, and so are the Jets and Dolphins. That's it. So the Red Zone channel, it plays out pretty perfectly, unless you're a Milwaukee Dolphins or Jets fan.
J-E-T-S.
And if you are a Jets fan and you'd rather watch me play them in Madden, they're my new franchise, I start James Morgan. Tanner Morgan goes to Minnesota.
Yeah. He's good, though.
I'm trying to set up Twitch, but I don't know how. And also, Big Cat already did it.
Yeah.
What is
Coach
the line
Doug.
In this one?
The line in this one, Pittsburgh favored by 3. I'm going to stay away from this. If I was to make a bet, I would take the Steelers, but I can't bet against my Browns. But my Browns stink against the spread against the Steelers. And they stink against the spread in October. Let's dive into the numbers where the Browns are 6-14 against the spread in their last 20 games in October. They are not Libras. They are 7-23-2 actually against the spread against teams with winning record. So what do the Browns do? Win games against bad teams like the Jets. What do they do against good teams? They go 7-23-2 against the spread in the last couple years. Browns 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games against the AFC, which they are from the AFC. They should be a little bit better. Meanwhile, the Steelers at home are a covering juggernaut. They're 5-2 against the spread in their last 7 home games. They're 12-5-1 against the spread in their last 18 games following an against the spread win. And then they're 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 games against the AFC North.
I've got a fun fact for you. I like the Browns in this game to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Outright?
Yep.
Plus 172 on the money line. $100 wins you 172. That would be your
return. You're telling me Steelers going to go 5-0?
If anything, I'd maybe.
But then the Browns are going to be 5-1.
Maybe. I would probably take the under in this game.
Opened at 50. It's at 51 now. I think there's going to be a defensive battle.
Fun fact. Last week, Chase Claypool. Now, I'm reading this. I'm not bringing up Chase Claypool because I hate the Packer draft, okay?
No.
I'm reading this from the NFL Communications official preview document. All right?
Of course.
Chase Claypool last week had 7 catches for 110 yards and 3 touchdowns and rushed for a TD last week, becoming the 3rd rookie wide receiver with 4 touchdowns in a single game in NFL history. Claypool, comma, who went to Notre Dame, comma,
oh, yeah,
should have been selected by the Green Bay Packers, but they foolishly drafted Jordan Love, who will likely never start for the green and gold. NFL.com. You can check it out there yourself. That's what it says. I like the Browns.
All right. That's your fun fact?
That's my fun fact. Titans host the Texans. Titans look good on Tuesday night. They are 4-0.
Yeah.
The Texans got a win under Romeo Crennel. This game is in Nissan Stadium,
yeah,
where I believe they are holding fans.
Yep, this is my favorite bet of the week. I placed this right away, and I placed 6 units on it, which is a lot for me. And I am going with, obviously, you know, I had the Titans number 2 in my power rankings, right? Right behind Green Bay. Well, in this game, playing a terrible Houston Texans team at home, I'm rolling with the Texans, baby. They look great in their 30-13 win over the Jags. You say, well, that's the Jags, Ryan. But I'm talking about a Texans team that's 12-5-1 against the spread in their last 18 games against the Titans. 12-5-1 against the spread in their last 18 against Tennessee. They're 3-1-1 against the spread in their last 5 games in Week 6. Meanwhile, the Titans are 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games as a favorite. So last week, they're underdogs, 3.5-point underdogs, and they beat the hell out of the Bills. But they were dogs. Now they're favored, 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 as a favorite, 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 overall, 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 games after allowing more than 250 passing yards in their previous game. Where are you going to find that stat, huh?
Where are you going to find this one? The Houston Texans fight song is Bulls on Parade.
By Rage?
It is.
Come win it now!
I like the Titans in this matchup.
Well, you're dumb, and I'm going to be up a bunch of money, and you are going to be down a bunch of money.
Dolphins are 2-3. They host the Jets. I got to ride with the Dolphins here. Is the line double digits is the question.
It opened at 8, and now it's 9.5. I'm going to roll with the Jets, and I'm not going to give any fun facts because how about this? Here's my fun fact. Don't bet on either team. They're both terrible. Don't bet this game. Don't bet it. I don't care if every other game gets canceled due to COVID. Who do you going to trust, the Jets, or are you going to trust the Dolphins? Who start is Darnold's out for the Jets.
Flacco's starting.
I might like the over, 47 points. Not Tannehill. Help me out here, bearded dude.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic. He's going to put up points in this one. I'm not touching it. I want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I am going to take the Dolphins. Fun fact on the Jets, their quarterback is Joe Flacco. Horvat pronounces it Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Flacco.
The Packers head to Tampa. What is the line here? It's still in favor of Green Bay?
Oh, brother. Let me pull this one up real quick. Sorry. It was. The Packers were 1-point. Yeah, they're 1-point favorites. It's weird, though. Tampa Bay opened up 4.5-point favorites at home. They're coming off a loss to the Bears. Packers are coming off a bye week. I've already given you the numbers. The Packers are 0-3 in their last 3 games coming off of a bye week. You think, hey, they're well-rested? All the numbers are telling you to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because the Packers are 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games in Week 6. But I'm taking the Packers to roll on the money line like I do every other week.
Okay.
But if you're smart, you take Tampa Bay in this game because they're going to win.
I kind of think Tampa is going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, the people in Vegas, there's a reason why they're living in castles and in luxury, and the rest of us are, you know, betting money on the Dodgers as minus 250 postseason favorites, even though Clayton Kershaw's on the mound and blows it every year. He's a big choke artist. The Dodgers are big choke artists.
That's why I've been holding off making a prediction. I do kind of feel like Tampa's going to win. I'll lock it in before the end of the show. The Niners host the Rams. Niners are bad and the Rams are good. What's the line? Sunday night football.
The Niners. Did I catch a Niner in there? The Niners are currently 3-point dogs at home taking on the Rams in this one.
Well, I'm going to take the Rams.
Oh, you are? Well, I already took the Niners. I think this game's played 2 weeks ago. I think the Niners are probably favored by 4.5, 5 points maybe even. They don't look good. I predicted San Francisco to finish the season at best 8-8. I think I said 7-9. The Rams look really good. I'm really high on the Rams. I think Sean McVay and Jared Goff are a perfect marriage this season. Now that Todd Gurley's gone, I actually like the offense more somehow. The numbers are saying take the Rams. I'm going with the 49ers. I think this line is just a huge overreaction. I don't care who's the starting quarterback for San Francisco. I bought it at 4. 4-point home dogs. Give it to me. I'll take the 49ers. You go with the Rams.
I'm going to take the Rams. The Bills host the Chiefs on Monday.
I hammered the Chiefs.
And the correct name is the Chiefs, not the Chief.
Well, Robert Parrish was the Chief.
Sure. 4-1, both teams are. You like the Chiefs here? Bill's coming off a loss, but so is Kansas City.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell not going to play. He needs like 5 days in the COVID protocol, so everybody panicking over Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You will still be able to use him at full speed coming up on Monday.
Yeah, like Mahomes in primetime. He's 9-3-1 against the spread in regular season primetime games. The Chiefs opened up this game 3.5-point favorites against a Bills defense that ranks 30th in opponent third down conversion percentage, 31st in quarterback percentage, quarterback pressure percentage. What do you got to do to beat Patrick Mahomes? You got to get after the quarterback. You got to force him out of the pocket. They don't do that. They're the worst team in the league at doing that. Nice bounce back spot on Monday Night Football for the Chiefs. I think Mahomes rolls the Bills in this game by at least a touchdown. 4-point favorites on the road.
I'm going to take the Chiefs as well. Cowboys host the Cardinals. I like the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was one that Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, gave out at 7 a.m. this morning. He likes the Cowboys too. I'm going with my boys, Arizona. I don't like betting against Kyler Murray. I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to have a huge game against this Cowboys defense. I mean, I think everybody on the Cowboys offensive side of the ball is going to have a big game too. But I think the Cardinals win, and I really like the over in this game. 54.5 points, opened at 53.5. A lot of money coming in on the over. I like the Cardinals to win this one like 30-27. I think we get the over, and I think I get the Cardinals dub.
Those are our picks. You can catch them all, the radio.com app. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath, Evan Heffelfinger is here, our good, good buddy.
Good buddy.
And Paul Immig to host our weekly trivia.
Another good buddy.
I'm right off the bat, I'm not in a good mood.
Why?
I'm annoyed.
Really?
I think I'm going to work from home next week.
Wow. Okay.
This is too much. There's too much going on.
All right.
I gotta get Paul connected. I got to read these fun facts. I'm trying to play music. It's like coming in and out. There's just too much. I'm getting emails and texts. Do this, do this. I just want to sit here and do a show. But I got a million things going on. I love running the board. I run the board. I love to be in control. I don't feel like I'm in control right now.
Okay.
It feels like I'm on a tightrope. It feels like I'm going to fall at any moment.
Sounds to me like you're making a bunch of excuses because I'm about to kick your ass in trivia.
That is what I'm doing. You have saw right through me.
Because I never get frustrated about anything. Especially before the weekend. Only a dummy would.
It's time for our weekly Take Us Out to the Paul Game trivia. I had to get this loaded up. Take me us out to the Paul Game. Take us out with the crowd. I don't have COVID. I'm just stuffed up. So Gary Ellerson, stop texting me. I know suits hate when we play this, but it's Friday and it's been a long week. So let's kill 1, 2, 30 minutes with Paul Immig now. Hey, bud. How are you, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Now I'm trying to figure out how to...
Hello to Paul.
Everything's so hard around here. Paul, will you explain trivia? I need to take a drink.
Trivia, take a drink of water? Question mark?
Take a drink of life.
So we have five categories this week, guys. We have NFL rushing leaders. We have Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Oh, God.
We have Tampa Bay Rays. We have Buccaneers. And we have Rajon Rondo.
Okay, interesting. Our weekly Take Us Out to the Ball Game trivia. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat, Evan Heffelfinger, who last time you won, or did Joe and I team up and we...
Yeah, you guys teamed up and won.
That wasn't fair.
I heard about that.
Technically got the win. Paul, take it away.
And I would say, and I also, by the way, Ryan, if you hadn't heard the segment, I also, at the end, to keep it close, had to also help Joe and Bart. So
yeah,
it was really bad. The guy who wrote the questions and Joe and Bart to barely sneak by and beat Evan.
Basically,
so
we didn't realize how much we would miss you. Kind of you don't know what you got till it's gone paradox.
Yeah.
Which I feel like will be the Ryan Horvat novel.
So we're going to start. Yeah. We're going to start pretty simple here. We're going to start with Bart, then Horvat, then Evan. So we're starting with NFL rushing leaders. Any NFL rusher with in the top 20. So I'll give you context. James Conner is 21st with 268 yards. Anybody with more than James Conner's 268 rushing yards, again, not all purpose, just rushing, would be a correct answer, starting with Bart.
Why don't you give me Zeke?
Ezekiel Elliott is 7th. Horvat.
Delvin Cook.
Leads the league. Evan.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is 5th. Bart.
I will take Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake is 14th. Horvat.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is 2nd. Evan.
Nick Chubb.
Chubb is 11th. Bart.
Why don't you give me Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry is 3rd in the league, 376 rushing yards. Horvat.
Todd Gurley.
4th in the league. Evan.
Oh, now we're getting tough.
And this is where I usually lose because I always keep going. I don't punt.
Yeah.
You guys have named 6 of the top 7.
I'm trying to think.
And you've named 7 of the, or 8 of the top 20 overall.
They need how many yards about?
They need more than James Conner's 268.
Okay.
Sarah Connor?
I'm going to go Raheem Mostert.
Raheem Mostert is incorrect.
He hasn't played the Packers yet this year.
Yeah.
That's where you really rack them up.
Yeah. That's where you get 300 of those bad
Interesting.
Boys.
Interesting. I will take...
Finish the round with 0. Bart for
Joe
4. Minus...
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon is the guy we were looking for in the middle there. He is 5th. You guys now have said 7 of the top 7.
I'm going to go with Ronald Jones.
Is 8th. Incorrect.
What am
Bart,
I doing?
Bart 5 or minus 5.
Wait, are you going to be okay?
We'll find out.
I will take Miles Sanders.
Is 13th.
All right. Well, Chubb's been out. I'll go Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt is 9th and correct. Bart, this
what
is for 6 or minus 6.
Yeah, dude, we just had to name the good running backs.
I will go with...
But you'll get the Brewers farm system from 1973, though.
Alvin Kamara.
Sneaks in at the 20th spot.
Wow. Oh. Chris Carson.
Chris Carson sneaks in at the 18th spot.
Man.
For 7 or minus 7, Bart.
Oh, I got another one.
I will take...
Kamara was the reason that I emphasized not all-purpose yards and just rushing yards.
Do they have to be running backs?
Rushing yards.
Okay.
I will take David Johnson.
17th in the league. 293 yards is correct. For 7 or minus 7, Horvat.
I'll go James Robinson.
Is correct with Jacksonville, 333 yards. Bart and Horvat both have racked up 28 points in the round. There are 6 remaining correct answers. This is for 8 or minus 8.
I got a wild card I'm saving.
See, I think I'm going to go until I get one wrong.
Yeah, me too. I'm not punting, dude.
You have named 16 of 20. Excuse me. There are only 4 remaining correct answers.
I will try Antonio Gibson.
Ooh, I don't. He is 33rd. It is incorrect.
All right. All right. I got one.
Give
me Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is correct. I was wondering if Bart was going to take what would have been good bait. Is a correct answer. He is 16th in the league, Kyler Murray is.
Can I keep going?
Horvath, for 9 or minus 9, you get two more. You can go up as high as 10.
I'll go with give me Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is 15th in the league.
Yeah, I was.
And then I think I got one more, but you guys may have said it. Do I lose if you guys said it? Just because we've
no.
done. Okay, I'm going to go with Elvin Kamara, too.
Oh, I said it.
Oh, you said him? All right, that's all I got then.
Okay, the only other correct answer is Melvin Gordon.
Wow.
And Clyde Edwards-Hilaire.
Yeah, I was going to say him. My buddy told me about him. Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? I mean, all he does is run with the
ball. All he did was run and Hilaire. Catch and block.
My buddy says it's Hilaire.
Or his job.
Yeah. Elair.
You guys think Giannis isn't really should be the MVP? All he does is rebound, assist, and score.
And
don't ask James Harden. All right, Horvat 45, Bart 20, Evan 0.
And that's where I lose the game.
No,
I get one wrong, and then you get the one right.
It'll be like Brewers pitchers in the 80s, and I'll lose.
All right,
that smoked marbles
coming up next.
Yeah.
No. All right, Bogdan Bogdanovic is the category. Who, if you haven't heard. Shams said that is a key target for the Bucks this offseason.
Could not be happier.
Can we time out real quick, Bucks thing?
Yeah.
None of this stuff is happening.
Yeah, it is. That'll happen.
None of it is.
That'll happen. Chris Paul won't happen.
The Bucks aren't going to have any money for any moves.
Stop.
They're going to sign Michael Carter-Williams back, and that's going to be it.
And we'll be fine. Actually, I think we'll all be fine with that though.
But I'm not getting all up in arms about Bogdanovic or Drew Holiday.
$50.
They're going to be
I'll
in the mix
lunch,
on
they get
every team.
Lunch says they get them.
I'm getting up in arms about it. I'm loving me some Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Me too.
Who averaged 7.2 three-point attempts this past regular season, which is 20th most in the NBA. Only 19 players shot more threes per game, more than 7.2. By the way, 19 players shot more than 7.2 threes a game, which is what Bogdanovic had. How many of those 19, I'll give you context, by the way. Chris Middleton led the Bucks with 5.7 three-point attempts per game. Bogdan Bogdanovic had 7.2.
Do we have Middleton minimum game or anything?
No one played fewer than 40 or 35. So there's not like an outlier weird number, really low. So,
all right.
Everyone played a normal amount of games.
Evan first?
So we start with Horvat.
Oh, okay. I will go Damian Lillard.
Lillard was second in the league.
James Harden.
Yeah.
Led the league 12 threes a game, averaging to shoot.
Jesus. Bart. I will go with basketball's so out of mind for me right now.
I know.
I'll go with Fred Van Vliet.
Fred Van Vliet. No, only 6.9 threes a game.
See, nice. The guy's never done anything for me.
Horvat, 2 or minus 2?
I'll go with, you said Harden already. I'm going to go with Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, mm-hmm. 4th in the league. Evan.
Trae Young.
Trae Young, 5th in the league. Horvat.
I'm going to go with Luka.
8.9 threes a game. 7th in the NBA is correct. Evan?
CJ McCollum.
Nice.
McCollum? Yes, sneaks in at 7.3 to Bogdan's 7.2 is a correct answer.
God.
It's kind of nice getting out early. I'm catching up on some email.
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell, 3rd in the NBA.
I keep forgetting he's in Minnesota. My buddy told me that.
You guys
ever heard of that? You ever heard of that cat guy? Supposedly he's good at hoops. He's like 6'10". He's dating the girl that cheated on Jordan Woods. Little fun fact for you guys. Cat.
This is great information. Evan, for 4 or minus 4?
Zach LaVine.
I tried to no-sell that as hard as I could. LaVine, 13th in the NBA, is correct.
Brad Beal, a.k.a. Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal, 10th in the league, is correct. Evan, 5 or -5.
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry is correct. 14th in the league. For 6 or -6, Ryan Horvat, we are looking for this past NBA regular season, the 19 players who took more three-pointers than future Buck Bogdan Bogdanovic.
More than Bogdanovic would have to be...
He's collectively named 10 of the 19 correct answers.
Man. All right.
Can always punt.
Duncan Robinson.
Is correct. 12th in the league.
Literally does one thing.
Evan.
Kemba.
Yeah.
Kemba is correct. 9th in the NBA. Horvat. You guys have named 12 of the 19 correct answers.
How many would I lose here?
7.
7 points. I'll go with Tim Hardaway Jr.
Just behind Bogdan.
Damn it.
Actually, the same number as Bogdan, 7.2.
Oh, wow.
So, actually, we're just going to skip you. That's not incorrect.
Okay.
We're just going to skip you. Evan, for 7 or -7.
How about Bogdan's brother, who's not his brother, by the name of Bojan?
Mm. Yes, 7.3 to Bogdan, 7.2. Horvat, 7 or -7 if you want another try at it.
I do want another try at it. I want to take...
3 seconds.
Give me...
3, 2...
Devontae Graham.
Devontae Graham is correct. 6th in the NBA in three-point attempts.
Average 28 points, 8 assists or something like that this year.
Evan, 8 or -8.
I have one more, and I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm going to punt.
Yeah.
Horvat?
Yeah, I can't believe I got that one.
Can I right. guess?
Go for it.
Donovan Mitchell.
No.
Okay, so I'm glad I didn't.
Donovan Mitchell, 6.9 to Bogdan, nice. 7.2. The other correct answers, I thought you were going to say this, Horvat, as you were saying some guy named Cat. Karl-Anthony Towns averaged 7.9 threes a game.
Really?
Terrence Ross, Paul George, Jesus. Eric Gordon, and Davis Bertans.
Mm.
All right.
Pandemic P.
Horvat, 73. Evan, 28. Bart, 19. As we go to the Tampa Bay Rays. So they were in the World Series in 2008, and God willing, they will beat the Houston Astros and go to the World Series again.
Correct.
We are looking for any Tampa Bay Rays top 15 pitcher in innings pitched or hitter in total hits between 2009, so the season after they went to the World Series, and currently, including the 2020 season, the Rays' top 15 pitchers in innings pitched or top 15 hitters in total hits during that span. And we start with Evan.
David Price.
Damn it.
David Price led the Rays in innings pitched during that span. Bart.
Eva Longoria.
Her brother, Evan, led the Rays in hits during that span.
Ben Zobrist.
Ben Zobrist, number 2 for the Rays in hits during that span.
Benny.
Evan.
World Series hero, twice. 2 times.
I'm going to go Carl Crawford. That's a mistake.
Carl Crawford is correct. Whoa. 8th on the Rays during that span. Bart?
Oh, no. I know where I'm going then.
Rocco Baldelli.
Oh, you son of a biscuit.
Is incorrect.
What? Wow. I was going there too.
Rocco, I know this category.
Yeah, you suck.
Rocco's not correct.
Jackass.
He only played a couple years, didn't he?
He's not even in the top 30, so I'd have to go to the next
Rocco
page.
Rocco Baldelli?
Was he even not good?
Maybe like just before this a little bit, though.
Come on. The Rays are like my favorite team.
That makes 2 of us. I love the Rays.
Me too, actually.
He's an incorrect answer, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was done in 08.
There you go.
Came back in 10. Yeah. Wow.
Give me
I've always thought Rocco Baldelli had a really cool name, by the way. Horvat.
Give me Big Game James Shields.
I agree.
That's a good one.
Big Game James Shields, 3rd in innings pitched for the Rays.
Kill me.
Okay.
Now
that's one way to get your own show, Horvat.
I'm gonna go Chris Archer.
Hard work hasn't
Chris
done
Archer.
It.
Chris Archer, 2nd for the Rays in that time span.
Oh, man.
Horvat.
Okay, so you said Longoria. B.J. Upton.
B.J. Upton is incorrect.
Too
wow.
early.
Wow. Really?
I was
too early.
I was at his first game.
2012.
No, he played in like 02.
No, he's in 2012. He was on the Rays. I went to my first game in Tampa, 2012. Seriously.
I was at his first game where he homered.
I was at his first Little League game.
You ever remember the show BJ and the Bear? There's a concept
Wait, I'm so sorry. Okay.
He's on that list.
Did you know his real name is Melvin?
Yeah, Melvin Upton.
No. But is he on the list?
He's number 4.
So I'm right.
He is on the list?
I'm like, who is Melvin Upton? So Melvin Upton is correct. Horvat, way to go, buddy.
I was going to say, come on, he's the best player on the team for like seven years.
I'm like, there can't be two Uptons, but at the same time, BJ cannot stand for Melvin. So anyway, yes, go ahead, Evan.
Blake Snell.
Blake Snell is correct. 7th on the Rays in innings pitched during that span. Horvat, give me another guy whose name does not match their acronym initials.
I don't know if I got another one. Zobrist, Rocco Baldelli. Did anybody say Carl Crawford yet?
Yes, we said.
Sorry. I'm just trying to think of Rays now. Give me then... God, this is going to be wrong, but give me Alex Cobb.
Is correct, 4th.
That's a good one.
God, I don't know anymore, though.
Evan, 5 or -5?
Oh, man. Corey Dickerson.
Corey Dickerson. 13th in hits during that span is correct. Horvat.
God, I want to say Logan Morrison, but that'd be wrong. I'm just thinking of Rays legends. Let me get...
All 3 of them.
I know. So Chris Archer's been said. Oh, man.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
I don't got one.
Punt?
Yeah, I'll punt.
James Loney.
James Loney is correct.
Yeah.
Horvat, 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Wilson Ramos.
Goes with Wilson Ramos under the wire. He got it off before clock expired, but the answer is incorrect.
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Evan.
I feel like I got to keep going.
7 or -7. The total scores right now, Horvat 78, Evan 49, Bart 18.
We have 8 minutes to finish this and do 2 categories.
We got it. We're good. I got it. I'm a good timekeeper.
Kevin Kiermaier.
Who?
Kevin Kiermaier is correct. He's 3rd.
Wow. Unreal. Good job. I didn't know that.
Want to keep going?
Is.
I just know it from their announcers pronouncing it that way. I don't, because there's so many guys that I know of from like the early, 2000s, and I don't want them to be wrong.
Like
5. Aubrey Huff.
Like Aubrey Huff, 4. Randy Wynn. Like I'm gonna punt.
2.
Josh
1.
Hamilton.
All right. By the way, Logan Morrison, 21st on the list, wasn't far behind.
Is Josh Hamilton on that list? Because did he ever even – he went to Texas when he had his big year, but they originally drafted him because he could throw like 100, and he could also hit 40 bombs, but then he lived in a tattoo parlor for like 4 years and got into hard drugs.
Can I guess Wade Davis?
Yeah, Wade Davis would have been correct.
Right, yeah, damn it.
By the way, so would have been 2008 ALCS MVP Matt Garza.
I was actually going to go there too. Damn it, that was
friend
the one I had
planned. Friend of show, friend of Winkler.
Yeah, I got all scared right, off. Yeah.
The next category, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vinny Testaverde was their starting quarterback between 1988 and 1992. I need any Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback between Vinny Testaverde and Tom Brady since the beginning with the 1993 season through the 2019 season. And we go to last place first, which is Bart.
93 is where we're starting?
Starting 93 upon the exodus of Vinny Testaverde.
I was not a lot.
Josh Freeman.
Nice.
Josh Freeman is correct. A starter for 5 years.
He made a Pro Bowl. I'll go easy here. I'll go Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer, the immediate, actually, he wasn't the first takeover in that early 90s, but is a correct answer.
It's sad that I do know the answer to who the first takeover was, too, I think.
Evan.
I will go Jameis.
Jameis Winston is correct.
Good job. I'll go with my favorite.
Whoa, I would like to play.
Bart.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick is
magic.
Correct.
Thank you.
Now you, Horvat.
Oh, it's my turn? I'll go with Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson.
Oh, yeah, he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. With Allstott. Do you know Allstott went to Joliet Catholic, Bart?
People do forget.
I have just recently heard that. He wasn't cool enough to go with Melissa McCarthy, though, who went to Joliet
West.
Central?
Yeah.
West.
No, she went to Central, where my mom's employed, actually.
There you go. Evan, for two or minus two.
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia.
Nice.
Bart.
I will say Rob Johnson.
Rob?
Isn't that our governor or senator or something?
Rob Johnson started two games in 2002.
I'll go with the guy that's now calling the plays. I'll go with Byron Leftwich.
Started three games in 2009.
Oh, I thought he lasted a whole year.
No.
Oh, I got.
He gave way to Josh Freeman. In fact,
I got a really good one.
Brian Griese.
Brian Griese is correct. Between 04 and 08. Bart.
I will go with Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson is correct. Start a five total games for the Buccaneers.
I'll go with a guy that lost his spleen playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Friend of the Bill Michaels Show, Chris Sims.
Chris Sims did lose his spleen playing in 2004.
I will go with another friend of the program, now for Pro Football Focus, Bruce Gronkowski.
You ass.
Is that you? Yeah, you son of a...
Started 11 games in 2006.
You piece of work, you.
You son of a...
You, come on,
biscuit.
You.
Yeah.
Bart.
I'm going to punt.
Or what?
Craig Erickson.
Oh, wow.
Sega Genesis.
93. You go. The original guy to take over for Vinny.
Told you I was saving that one.
Evan.
Mike Glennon.
It's correct, yes.
Mike Glennon.
Damn it.
Did
I was
we say that in harmony?
We did.
Oh, man. Did these guys have to, like, start the season as the starter, or could they have been forced into action due to injury?
Forced into action as long as they started a game. They can't just have subbed in midway through a game.
Okay. We have 3 minutes.
Luke McCown.
Is correct.
I punt.
I got one more. Daily news activist Sean King.
Wrong.
Evan. Wait, is this Evan's guess?
I punted.
He punted. I took Sean King.
Loved him.
But you're not in the game, though.
I punted.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you're right. Sean King did start a game, though I believe we're talking about different people.
Mm-hmm.
Correct answer. Horvat.
Are we, though?
I actually don't know if we are or not.
Am I going to win regardless if I give a wrong answer?
Well, I would punt.
Depends on the last category if we can get it in 2 minutes.
Well, I got one anyway. It's Tim Rattay? Yeah. My early days of fantasy football.
Yes, two games in 2006. Yep. Anybody else?
Nope.
No. We have 2 minutes.
I actually...
2 minutes. Okay, here we go. Rapid fire. Horvat versus Evan. I wanted to say that Rajon Rondo is apparently getting Hall of Fame consideration. I thought Rajon Rondo. Well, you can play too. Rajon Rondo getting Hall of Fame consideration. I thought that was crazy, so I looked it up, and sure enough, he's 15th all time in assists. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody ahead of him who's retired is in the Hall of Fame, so maybe he actually is.
He should be.
Name anybody with more all time assists than Rajon Rondo. Bart, go.
John Stockton.
Magic Johnson.
No.
Bart.
Magic.
Magic Johnson, fifth. Horvat.
John Stockton.
Good, go. Evan, go.
LeBron James.
Correct. Bart.
Giannis.
Giannis is incorrect. Horvat.
Jason Kidd.
Kidd, correct. Go. Evan.
Chris Paul,
good, go.
Mark Jackson.
Correct, go.
Jerry West.
Is incorrect. Horvat is our winner. Play the music.
Steve Nash, Oscar Robertson, Chris Paul. I'm back.
Never take me off the show. I'm better than anyone at this station or the other 14 sports stations in the local market.
Once again, we killed 30 minutes. The Suits hate trivia too. I think I'm gonna join them, cause all Horvat does is ask questions over and over.
I said, can I name a guy that wasn't the starting quarterback week one?
Is it running back? Did anyone say Kamara?
Well, when you think rushing leaders, because I wanted to use the Kyler Murray thing.
Yeah, I got one. Is Horvat having a rough day? All you have to do is listen for 12 seconds, because he cannot hide his emotions at all.
Maya, you're the one that's been complaining.
What is going on?
I've been in a great mood all day. I'm about to go home, teach my kids some social studies. I'm in a great mood.
Evan, I don't know what you do during the Bill Michaels show. Can you take this awful song out of the lineup?
God. Jimmy Moon.
What a way to end on the week. We're back Monday. Go Packers. Thanks, Paul.
Yep. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.